It is Morning Edition from New Hampshire Public Radio. Several doctors at the Manchester VA Medical Center went public last month with allegations of substandard care and unsanitary conditions. Their concerns were first reported in the Boston Globe. Two top officials were removed, and the VA launched an investigation. Last night, doctors gathered at the American Legion Hall in Manchester to explain in detail what they saw and why they decided to blow the whistle. And HBR's Peter Biello covers Veterans Affairs here in New Hampshire. He was at last night's meeting, and he's here now to tell us what happened. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Rick.
Thank you so much for coming in early today. We appreciate it.
I'm happy to be here.
What exactly was the purpose of this meeting? It sounds like this was the first of its kind.
Well, VAs tend to do town hall meetings all the time, but this one was quite different because it was the first one hosted by the whistleblowers who first went to the Boston Globe with allegations of dangerous substandard care at the Manchester VA, as well as unsanitary conditions. You may remember the issue with the flies. There was a fly infestation, and that occurred for about a decade here at the Manchester VA. This one was different because it was a chance for these whistleblowers to sort of explain their rationale, to tell the public in detail why they decided to come forward, what they were seeing. The Boston Globe, of course, and other news outlets couldn't report everything that they had to say. So this was a chance for them to say it. It was also an opportunity to hear ideas and have a discussion about how these issues can be resolved.
So what was the mood like there? I mean, did they seem to believe these problems can be resolved, or was it just an airing of grievances? How did this happen?
There was some airing of grievances on the part of veterans who had individual stories about, for example, one employee spoke about being sort of stashed away in a closet and working conditions weren't very great. But for the most part, there was some level of optimism about how these problems could be addressed and the fact that they could be addressed. But when they looked for a problem, they were not necessarily looking for a person or a group of people to blame, although a few names were mentioned. They were rather looking at the system itself and the red tape that seems to surround every little thing, like, for example, education programs about how to use a telephone. These are doctors. They need an education program to use a telephone. Another example was how to properly label a vial of blood after a blood test. Again, doctors, you'd think they would already know this, but they have to do an education seminar for this. And that is one of the things that the doctors complained was taking them away from their patients. Kevin Keenan worked in primary care at the VA, but he says he had to quit because he found it so frustrating to deal with this bureaucracy. And he says the problem is that the people who run the hospital are not graded by how well the patients are treated. Here's what he had to say at last night's meeting.
The folks at the top have no skin in the game when it comes to clinical outcomes. They just don't. They have metrics, and if one of those metrics is going bad, they will hire somebody to stay on top of that metric and to come around and tell each doctor that they need to do this better and make sure they ask every patient this or that.
And this focus on metrics, this kind of box checking, what they called last night, is not unique to the Manchester VA. And more than one person at last night's meeting said that these problems are often created by the national VA system, which sort of hands down directives to VA medical centers like the one in Manchester without providing adequate resources or providing an analysis of how long the thing they are asking them to do is actually going to take.
So these are just onerous restrictions being put on local VA centers around the country, and it's kind of a one-size-fits-all restriction here?
That seems to be what they were saying, that they will be issued something, and then the word they use is properly resourced. Like, they will say, you do this, but they don't necessarily provide the funding or adequate time to get it done.
Okay, so it's just taking resources away just to do administrative busy work, in effect.
Exactly.
Okay. President Trump just signing legislation in June designed to protect VA whistleblowers and hold problem VA employees accountable. Are these whistleblowers feeling protected?
The ones I spoke to said they aren't facing retaliation, but they are remaining vigilant under the glaring lights of the press attention that the Manchester VA has been getting lately. It would be very difficult for the VA to retaliate in any sort of explicit, obvious way against these doctors. So I asked a few of the doctors last night, what would retaliation look like under this kind of circumstance? And one of the doctors told me that the VA, you know, could load up a particular doctor with an enormous amount of work. So essentially setting up a doctor to fail, like, oh, you've got all this work to do and you haven't done it. Therefore, you are in trouble. trouble, we could write you up. So what the doctors have been doing, or at least one of these doctors has told me, is that they've sort of been documenting what their normal caseload looks like in case it suddenly spikes, so they can defend and say, listen, this kind of reassignment or this kind of workload is unsustainable, and you know it.
Okay, you said there wasn't a lot of finger-pointing yesterday at this meeting, but what about accountability? Has anyone been fired?
Nobody has been fired, quote-unquote fired. The hospital's director, Daniel Ucker, and chief of staff, James Schlosser, they've been removed from their positions. They will likely remain out of their positions until the Office of Inspector General and other VA agencies finish their investigations of the stuff that was reported first in the Boston Globe. But there is an expectation that, among some veterans, that these folks might be back somewhere in the VA system. The question is where. It may not be Manchester. Some of the doctors, including one of the whistleblowers, Stuart Levinson, is also saying that some of the higher-ups in the VA system regionally, notably the director of the New England region, Dr. Michael Mayo Smith, should also be removed because he is one, implicated in some of the allegations that he made, and two, still in a position to retaliate against the doctors who remain employed at the VA.
So what is the Veterans Administration itself saying about these problems? What's their response to the Manchester VA issue?
Not very much publicly. Secretary Shulkin gave a brief statement, and questions about what Ocker and Schlosser are doing while they're not in their usual positions have not been answered. The local VA press folks often refer reporters' questions to the national desk, and the national desk will often give some kind of canned, pre-approved response, which may or may not have anything to do with the question I asked.
So it's a runaround.
Right. So, I mean, it's difficult, in short, to get a straight answer from an agency that right now is using the word transparency a lot.
Okay. What do you think comes next? You've been covering this, Peter, for many years now, Veterans Affairs. What do you think happens next?
Well, more specifically, what happens next is VA Secretary David Shulkin is expected to visit the Manchester VA on Friday to meet with both the New Hampshire congressional delegation and the whistleblower doctors. The doctors spent a lot of time last night encouraging veterans to write them letters about their experiences with the Manchester VA so that they can hand it to Secretary Shulkin on Friday. Also, the investigation that's currently ongoing is it's in what they call expedited review. So it's they're hoping to wrap it up as soon as possible so that we can get some answers about what happened at Manchester VA.
Yeah, I mean, you'll stay on it.
I sure will.
NHPR's Peter Biello, thanks so much for coming in early. We appreciate it.
Thank you.